evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 3/13/2020. Of course, a little bit of the old trickerino when they try to knock it off the air and knock the Skype out at the last second. I was already on the air and they knocked it out. Not the good people that put me up on air, but the powers that be must don't like what I have to say, you know? And I'll tell you what. Let me just address that real quick. I'll start it out. Since they screwed with me, I'm going to screw back with them. All right? The fact of the matter is, now they're starting to fight back against what they're calling conspiracy theories. Oh, this is not a bioweapon. Bull crap, it is a bioweapon. They're the ones that are lying. They're the people that are lying. The whole genome of this virus was published months ago, 2 months ago, back in January. People researched it, found it in the log type of viruses that are kept by the CDC and other public units and medical units throughout the world. Now, they're also, Red China's talking about maybe the U.S. Army brought it there. No, that's not true. Red Chinese, we tracked you since you landed at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in 2007. You had a base commander back then who was a lesbian, who a general, and her husband or wife or whatever you call them, of the 625-479s. And they gave you a nice dinner, and then you got all kind of people, and then you had the people move into Dayton with the Beijing University, who then became partners with the U.S. government cyber command to prevent hacks. Oh, yes. And then after that, a whole bunch of Red Chinese soldiers in civilian clothes and in little white bands is down in Bray, Kentucky, and playing around down there. I guess you're just seeing America. And I'll never forget when I was told that one of the officers had like a surf shop t-shirt from California. Like, you know, I don't know, the bird is the word, or Ron John, or one of those kind of big old surf shops out of California t-shirt on. And he was bringing little bag lunches out to his troops who were hiding in the bands. And I'm going to tell you what, after that, bats started dying in Kentucky and in Ohio and West Virginia and Pennsylvania, all over that area. Because did they shoot some bat up with some, play with them to get some new recombination? Or did they steal it out of Harvard? Or did they steal it out of Kansas State or KU or one of those places? Or did they have a guy in Plum Island or some other place? Okay? Cold Springs Harbor or wherever. Or Army, you know, Dietrich, Fort Dietrich itself, or wherever. Did they then steal that, then take this, tweak it, and then somebody, and I still call it, somebody probably in the crown, the British royalty, and I've quoted to you Prince Philip wanting to come back as a deadly virus to reduce the surplus population of Earth. I've quoted you all of those things over the years. So make no mistake, they're kicking up a fight about it on TV, talking about conspiracy theories and Red China and all that. So no, U.S. Army didn't release it in China. You took it back there, all you guys who were in Berea, Kentucky in 2007 and other places after that. And then the one person that I knew as a source who was able to see what they were goofy and that these guys were hinky, and he gave them the hard Cold War warrior eyeball. And then when they went up, he and his spouse went up to get to go to their room on the second floor of a motel, they got a Chinese guy waiting right there giving him the kung fu eyeball, okay? Well, he handed the keys to the wife, said, go on in that door right there. I got a take care of this sucker. And then he went over to confront this guy, and then Kung Fu Red Chinese man decided not to play with an old salt. Okay? And then at the other hand, the other offset of this graph, to show you how long I've been tracking this with other people and watching these red Chinese, is they got a upper respiratory infection that lasted 8 weeks after that encounter, and they left the next morning, never saw them again, but they must have had their car dusted or something dusted, okay, in their door handles or whatever, and they got an upper respiratory infection the last 8 weeks, and the Cold War warrior had to go to the hospital for a few days because he was so bad off. And then that was also a time where there was upper respiratory all over the United States. Brother Quayle had one that lasted about 8, 12 weeks back then. A lot of people had these things. They were going back and forth to the doctor 2 and 3 times. Well, let me tell you what, they took it back to Wuhan. They're going to tweak it. But on the other hand, when you look at the plan of Dean Koontz's book, Wuhan 400, yeah, 1981. Well, let me tell you something, people. The Illuminati makes plans and playbooks for 100 years at a time. They know sequences. They always are constantly rebooting their plans. They own the central banks. They own all of this. They want to take down and kill about 80-90% of the population of planet Earth. And they didn't really mind anything like that, but when they found out that the red Chinese were probably about ready to release it because they're getting beat in the trade wars and such by President Trump, who has been doing a good job at that and bringing jobs and factories back to the United States. But somebody probably high up in the crown or the queen and the Prince Philip and all of those Lucys and Illuminatis and Cognoscentes and whatever you want to call in Spain, Alumbrados, yes. And all the boys in Malta and all the boys in, you know, the Zyder Z and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm telling you, they probably gave the task to MI6. MI6 is smart. They say, well, we could send SAS, but maybe we should give it to the CIA. They don't like Trump. They'll be glad to do this and to try to hang the albatross's ring around the neck of Trump with the COVID-19 hut, hut, hut. Okay? And I'm going to tell you what. They may have done so, but Trump is trying to do everything he can to do to fix the problem. But they sabotaged in the CDC, this test thing. They're way behind the thing. Trump's been getting blamed for it. It wasn't his fault. The CDC would not let the FDA guy in to help them because they had a contaminated lab. And so what the first thing is when the FDA guy gets in the next day, he finds that there's evidence of contamination in all of the CDC lab areas there. So they screwed the pooch or somebody sabotaged it on purpose. Now, if you look at these people, they're awfully filled with pleasure to be here working with all these collaborations of all these hottentots of the medical gulag, or as I call it, this is my coin term. Brother Quayle, I used to was going to write a dictionary for Brother Quayle, but I should have years ago for all of the terms that Steve coined. Mine is Gulag Medico, Gulag Medico. And I'm going to tell you what, President Trump has declared a national emergency. Most all of the states have declared national emergencies. We now got National Guard troops in New York, Florida, Iowa, Louisiana, Rhode Island, etc., and Washington. Okay? And this sounds like it's very benign. Oh, yes, they're to help clean and they're to blah, 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 blah. But I'm going to tell you, it's still a state of emergency. And all of the PDDs, Presidential Decision Directives, Executive Orders from 911 on are still in effect that George W. Bush put in order. And basically they say that the military governors, And I was going to tell you once again. Domestic insurgency in the Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 2008. George Bush signed directives which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document. I just told you the name of it. Oh, now listen. Let's just read out of it, out of a little page right here. This is what they're going to say. Combative resistors pose the greatest danger to the control force. They are not passive once they are touched. Place the individual in a prone position, cuff them, and remove them from the areas. Attention, attention. Soldiers are present in this area. They are preparing to advance. Order must and will be maintained. Disperse peaceably and leave this area to avoid possible injury. Leave at once. Disperse now and avoid possible injury. Disperse now and avoid possible injury. Repeat until the soldiers are committed. And then when the soldiers are committed, soldiers are advancing now. This is the exact words they put in the Army document. And they will not stop until the crowd is dispersed and order is restored. To avoid injuries, leave the area once. Return to your homes as peaceful citizens. Soldiers have their orders, and they will not stop until the crowd is dispersed. Avoid injury. Leave the area. Unlawful gatherings. Attention, attention. This area must be cleared at once. Further unlawful behavior will not be tolerated. Clear this area at once, or necessary force to do so will be used. You know where all this stuff was used? They said that same crap over the loudspeaker was in the Pittsburgh at the G20 meeting in Pittsburgh a number of years ago when they brought out the sound cannons. And then they told you to do it. Then they were going, whip, 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 whip. They had them wild, heterodyne, and weirdo sounds that were frying people's hearing and causing them to have discomfort from heavy heat on their bodies, you see. But they would not let you leave because they had all the exits blocked. And so they whipped up on people, and you had to force your way out. Now, let me talk to you about what's going on with that. There's now a combating the disinformation on the web and all this and blah, 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 and all that. Well, let me tell you something. Somebody, I guarantee you, at the Bank of England, Rothschilds, MI6, the Queen Bee, and all of the people up there, the Queen of England, somebody gave an order, in my estimation, in my opinion, based upon allegedly what I'm trying to tell you, that they don't care if, you know, 80-90% of the population of planet Earth dies. I've already read that to you, the quotes from Prince Philip and from Ted Turner and among other people, all right? But somebody said, you know, we don't care because we're going to go to our bunkers. We're going to take our private doctors. We're going to take our private nurses. We're going to go to our bunkers, and we're going to cheat the system. We're going to buy the tests from somebody, give our own tests, and then get, if there are vaccines, quote unquote, because you see, some of these people own the very companies that will make the vaccines. Now, these people are going to their bunkers in New Zealand, their bunkers in Patagonia. Brother Quayle said he hadn't seen anybody show up into the Montana area. I don't know about in Wyoming at the, what's the name of the place where they got all the antlers over the public park, you know? Anyway, just can't think of at this time. Jackson Hole. Because the Rockefellers have their some of their bunkers out there, but they got bunkers everywhere. But what I'm trying to say is this. Somebody's ordering a backlash against the truth from coming out. And so what I say is, I'll bet you MI6, I'll bet you, in my opinion, allegedly, that somebody at MI6 said, oh, we got the order. Why don't somebody go in and release that Wuhan, you know, virus, coronavirus, or cause it to infect somebody in the lab and get them to go out or release it into the population or maybe do both. And then we can blame it on the Red Chinese. We don't care if the world dies off at 80-90%. We're going to be in our Valhalla bunkers. Reminds you of the thing Millennium, doesn't it? Millennium, the TV show. Showtime, Millennium, the Valhalla bunker. That was supposedly was the old Raven Rock, Site R, okay? And meanwhile, Cheyenne Mountain was a nicer place out west. But still, they were in the thing, and it was all about the big death. So, yes, Koontz, all of these things all along, the hot zone, all the books, all the things, has been coming down this line, and I've been warning you about it as one of the possibilities. Now, in Charlotte, North Carolina, you got Novant Health has set up triage tents outside of hospitals in preparation for an influx of patients. Because you see, once you go to the hospital or go wherever and you get tested and you're found out to be positive, you've got to be isolated. Now, what has been happening, they've been sending you back home voluntarily. And maybe they'll still do that in some places. But in others, people are showing up at the emergency room. They got symptoms. And the minute you test positive, bingo, you're in the isolation ward for the duration. Okay? And that's a good thing in some respects, and in others, I'm going to tell you, if you can stay out of the gulag medical, you're going to be better off. I know Celeste, who is going to be at Branson with Steve Quayle, you know, coming up, whatever. And she has, Steve's been quoting her site up on his thing. She was involved at a high level in all of this emergency management in, you know, DHS and all this stuff for years ago. Knows all about it. And she basically made a recommendation recently. If you can avoid going into the medical system, you're better off if you don't go in. Now, if you have to, you know, you're going to have to. But I'm going to tell you, old Hawk is going to keep drinking his colloidal silver, his mezzo silver, which old Frank Keyes sent pallets of it to Hong Kong, sent pallets of it to Hong Kong during the SARS epidemic in Hong Kong years ago. What was that? 2003. Old Hawk tried to do the best he could back when we had the N1H1 flu or the swine flu or the bird flu, or they tried to get the bird and the swine together in 2009. And Brother Quayle and I, we both participated, did an hour up there as old John up in the, northern Montana up there in Kalispell, had the radio station. And he had an international symposium about that to try to get truth and put a stop to it and to also get people to do things that they could do themselves to prevent from getting it. Consequently, we've been on this track for a while. We've been doing this stuff for a while. Okay. Now let's see, I tell you, getting a lot of information from all over the place. Let's see. Listen to me. This is a canary in a coal mine. Okay. Canary in a coal mine. The Texas State Guard has been called up, but not under a declaration of emergency, which is awful strange. Medical units are the primary units being called up. The National Guard has not been called up, apparently, in Texas as yet. But the Texas State Guard has been called up, primarily medical units. But not under a declaration of emergency. Stores down there in Texas have nothing in the way of cleaning supplies. Food and water had disappeared as well. Local city cops said they saw a couple locals driving around with scoped rifles in their truck. New thing around town. And basically, you might want to suggest to the remnant to avoid crowds of stupid people. Shop the 24-hour stores in the wee hours of the morning. Hit the mom-and-pop hardware stores for supplies. The small groceries and stuff in other neighborhoods, the bodegas that may not be in your neighborhood. Alternative sanitizers are peroxide mixed 1/20th with water. Homemade sanitizer, this is a tip from somebody. 1 cup of aloe vera gel mixed with 2/3 cups of 91% rubbing alcohol. White distilled vinegar mixed 3-to-1 with water. Okay? You can do all kind of stuff. And I'm going to tell you what. Here's something that I'm going to tell you. If you're cooking or if you're drinking or you're playing quarters or half dollars or you're flipping this or that, every time the hawk says a certain word, you get the bird or whatever. Just stop for a second and listen to me. I posed a question earlier to someone, and I said, you know, the cartel boys and the gangbangers are going to start to show up in police uniforms and in National Guard uniforms. They're going to look real official, and they're going to start coming to doors, you see. And here's what somebody who knows what they're talking about tells you to do. Tell anyone that comes to the door that you don't need help and don't open the door. So that's just to give you an idea. Somebody said that, and you better tell your kids too. You better tell them, hey, don't go open the door. So there's more confirmed cases in small little counties and Texaco. There's all kind of stuff. No test kit for the patients as they went to a community hospital in a small town in Texas, South Texas. There were no test kits, so they treated them for the regular flu. One was sent home, and the other two were admitted, but later the guy they called and sent home, he died en route to San Antonio. Ladies and gentlemen, stuff, the wild weasel is starting to run, okay? The wild weasel is starting to run, all right? And I'm just going to say that to you, is that you had better prepare to defend yourselves. And I'm going to tell you what also, the old Hoosier quote. Don't get caught watching the paint dry. Now, those pup tents or the tents being set up there are also being set up in Cleveland and I think in Cincinnati and other places. The Ohio medical people, the woman that's in charge of the public health for Ohio, I think she came up with a good idea based on statistics of what they're seeing about how many positives there were in the test to so many people. Some of it's information from Korea, South Korea, others from here too. But let me say this, they're saying maybe in Ohio, 100,000 people with the stuff, okay? So when I told you last night, allegedly, that there might be, allegedly, on March 23rd, a full-blown medical martial law nationwide, and to watch out for it, but then I couldn't confirm that. Well, it's interesting that today we have a declaration of national emergency by President Trump that frees up all the money in what? Under the Stafford Act and the FEMA thing. Okay, the FEMA treasure trove of cash and supplies. Okay? Now you're going to start to see everywhere, again, they're putting all the stuff up now. Food is starting to go, canned goods and stuff. Islip, New York, up in that area. People that a good listener to our program has been telling all their friends and neighbors up there for years to prepare to put back food. And now they're calling her and saying, oh, well, there's no food in the store, and Baba, what are we going to do? Well, let me tell you what Lord Jesus said to do in Matthew 25. And you know, this is the parable of the 10 virgins. You see, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And the ones that were foolish took their lamps but took no oil with them. But the wives took oil in their vessel with their lamps, and while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept, and at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh! Go ye out to meet him! And then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for your lamps, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered this, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with them to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. But I'm going to tell you what, when you can see the handwriting on the wall, as people are now seeing, and I've got people who are emailing me and saying, you know, Hawk, you told me something about this 10 or 12 years ago. You were talking to me about it, and oh my, you were right. What do? I told you back 10 or 12 years ago, you go get your list. You better buy food and water purification. You better get firearms, the whole nine yards. So I've been telling you for 16 years, and many of you, God bless you, are prepared out there. But you're going to start to see stuff that you can't believe. You're going to start to see things you cannot believe. Let me just say that to you. It's going to be wild weasel. Wild weasel. Schools are closing everywhere. Now, what does that do? Well, both parents work. You can't take care of the kids at home, although it is spring break, so some provisions have been made that way. Now, I'm listening to Fauci and all these people. They think they're going to try to take the steep peak off. They'll try to knock the steep peak down and skate on into hotter summer weather, okay? Hopefully, the summer weather with more humidity will kill this large portion of the virus. But I don't know. You may not see it and may not just see it until back to school time in September. And then maybe then it's got a new twist to it or a new tweak. Or maybe before then, we've had a bank holiday because the markets collapsed. Of course, they went up 1,900 points today. And for all you guys out there, well, that doesn't make sense. We got to borrow this money. The people that run this world own the central banks. They own the right to issue currency. They make a journal entry. They used to do it with a stubby little pencil in the ledger book saying U.S. government owes $220 trillion at, well, what's the interest rate? Well, let's say the interest rate now is 3 or 4 or 5%, okay? Bup. All right? But they own Germany. They own Russia. They own England. They own this, that, and the other. The London banks own most of the money center banks in New York. The Bank of England is still one of the premier banks. The Rothschilds own primarily that because they captured the consols. Now, the consols, which are bonds of the Bank of England, used to be paying 10% interest per annum in perpetuity to the bearer of the bond, okay? That's what consols used to be. And then they make a journal entry and say, Germany owes the Central Bank of Germany, bop, bop, bop. Then there are people who own the stock in the central banks. And they've all taken off for Patagonia, or New Zealand, or Pago Pago, or the Seychelles, or wherever they're going. Some might go to the Himalayas. You got school closures out in Sacramento and various places out there. You got closing the schools in Ohio. You closing the schools. What's interesting is that some school closure in Florida haven't been announced. But when the young people go up to their school's website, they've already got the little thing here. It says, click here to see the schedule for home study aids. Okay? In other words, you're going to give the assignments on the computer and have the kids do it. My sense is that if I could do anything but, you know, else besides sending the kids Monday or whenever the next school thing is in a week or whatever after spring break, I don't know if I'd send them back or not. And I'll tell you what, you might want to get some board games and some deck or two of cards and all of that kind of thing. And while you're at it, why don't you take your children? And if you've never taught them to shoot a 22 rifle or a handgun or a 12 gauge shotgun or another rifle, then why don't you take them out on spring break to a nice proper range or wooded area and teach them all of the basic safety tips? And if you've got young kids, like a young man or a young woman, doesn't make any difference. You get them a small pistol belt or some kind of a tool belt where you can rig stuff up and a backpack, and you load their backpack up with food pouches of Mountain House or MREs. You put in other little things in there like cord, you know, paracord, or maybe another thing of a small rope or whatever like that, a clothesline. You do all the kind of things. You have a little mess kit, a knife. All kind of stuff, a compass. You may even put like a roll of silver dimes or, you know, a little packet of silver dimes, silver quarters. I mean like real silver from the, you know, pre-1965, 90% silver. You can get it at the coin shop. All right, now let me just see here. This is something interesting from the man in the Wasatch. Well, supposedly, Bill Gates has resigned from all his obligations and is packing up from the Microsoft Board of Directors, okay? this is apparently out of Hal Turner's radio show, halturnerradioshow.com, and somebody sent it to me, and let's see what it says here. All right. There's reports of somebody coughing up blood in northern Minnesota. Somebody called in. I can't take the time to read it all, but thank you, thank you, my good friend in the Wasatch who's got that old-time 4570, you know? At the ready. With them old ramp sights and the whole bit, you know? And he is ready to go. Now, there's a whole lot of people that are out there that still don't believe you. Do not waste the time on them. I'm telling you. Tell everybody in your family, your relatives, one more time to get prepared. And then what you're going to have to do is tell them at the time when it comes what Lord Jesus told them. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. Do everything you can do to protect your family, and make sure everybody's taken. Old Hawk's going to take his mezzo silver. Old Hawk is taking, doubling up on the oregano capsules. The oil oregano capsules. 70% or better. Whole Foods has got them. There are others up there. Oregano is a brand name of capsules. I also have the oil, but the oil is quite pungent. And I prefer it in the capsule. Okay? But I've got the oil too if I want to. And I can stick it into water, juice, whatever. I also take Garlicin and the different tablets that have the high content of the allicin in them. Vitamin C intravenously, and I'm not suggesting that. That's being tested by the Red Chinese as a modality of treatment for this corona COVID-19. Intravenous vitamin C. Now, you know what the interesting thing about that is, ladies and gentlemen? The world expert on it at the time, who took Linus Pauling, Dr. Linus Pauling's original research on vitamin C in large amounts to be used to use it as an antibiotic, an antiviral, and also for other reasons, for health, this doctor, and I forget his name, I believe was down in Georgia, and he was SWAT teamed, allegedly, by the FDA SWAT team, who had the little MP5s and the whole bit and the handguns, and they came into his practice. I believe it was in either the late 80s or early 90s, and I believe down in Georgia, and he was getting tremendous results with intravenous vitamin C on different infections, and I believe he also was using it in treatment of cancer and different things, and he was doing a lot of good with this treatment. He had all of his years and years of lab work and notes and all the case studies, all of the information there. He had a large supply of the intravenous vitamin C. His practice was successful and had money in the practice's accounts. The doctor was successful. Guess what? They SWAT teamed him. They took all of his lab notes, all of his stuff, and he never could get it back, from as far as I know. And he also, they took all the money out of his practice, took all of his intravenous vitamin C and other herbals and nutraceuticals and stuff that he had there that he used in his practice. They put him in jail, took his money, confiscated that, put him in jail, shut the practice down. So one of the best modalities that could be coming up here lately to teach it, the FDA and probably, allegedly back then, the CDC were involved in taking that doctor down. Now, the Sambucol, the elderberry, the blackberry syrup, and all these items, they're tremendously good, and some of those can be used as antibacterial, antiviral. The Sambucol is a very well-researched brand, SAM, S-A-M-B-U-C-O-L. A scientist in Israel researched that, and they found out that that was quite effective for some things. But be careful what you take, and if you're making stuff yourself, you're on your own. You got to go to an expert to learn how to do it. But some of the elderberry and blackberry syrups are very good. And I'm going to tell you, that's another thing that you can take. You can utilize vinegar. You can alkalize your bodily system. You can use cider vinegar. Drink some of that daily, and you can drink that. It will help to tend to alkalize your body. I'll tell you, that green water out of the Ozarks in Arkansas, the Mountain Valley spring water, that is one of the best-tasting waters you ever got. You can order that somehow. That's got about a 7.8 alkalinity, which is perfect. And interestingly enough, that alkalization thing, about 7.3 to 7.8, is very close to the Schumann resonance of Earth. The Schumann resonance. You don't know what it is? Look it up. But you better have your bag ready to go for your kids, your spouse, whatever. Ladies, your husband's a dummy and all he's got is golf clubs and golf balls in his car. You better give him a bug out or bug in or be safe on the road bag, all right? Now, I'm also going to tell you this. If you have a concealed carry permit, make sure you're carrying concealed. If you can carry concealed in your state without a permit, like Kansas or like Missouri or like, I believe it's Vermont, all right? Different states. You can carry concealed without having a permit at all. You can also, in a lot of places, carry open carry in a holster or a long gun in a holster as long as the long gun is pointed down and what have you. I'm going to tell you what. Start concealed carry and open carry if you're able to do so and that's legal in your area. It's got to be legal and do it the right way. I'll tell you what. I'm just going to advocate doing things by the law. By the law. But I will tell you what. You don't want to go in anybody's Luciferian night without a fight. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in the game? You want to keep old Hawk smacking up the old shins of Lucy and popping him upside the head with the boom boom Louisville slugger bat? And I hope you do. Anything is most needed or appreciated. Could be Federal Reserve notes. silver dime, silver quarter, silver half dollar, silver dollar, an ounce of silver, whatever. Some gold, whatever it might be. Check or money order. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Now, Declaration of Emergency. I told you last night, I was seeing all these governors declaring a Declaration of Emergency. And what did I say they were going to do? They were going to suggest that the feds come in to help them, okay? Well, the first thing they did to do that was to free up the money out of the FEMA. What does FEMA do? Emergencies and all that, but there also were continuity of government supplies. But now that has been changed where NORTHCOM is who is in charge of the martial law. They're not using that term, but let me assure you that if you get quarantined in a house and if you try to leave, they ain't going to let you leave if you got a ring of protection there to just clean your public places and to bring you bags of food. Just enough to keep you for the next couple days, you know. If you're not out tonight and tomorrow, and I'm telling you, do not sit and watch the paint dry. Don't get caught. Instead of going to Costco or Sam's and all these places so jammed, try and go to your regular chain store. Could be what, Winn-Dixie, Publix, Food Lion, Save-A-Lot, whatever it might be. Dominick's, you know, Price Chopper, Albertsons, Ralph's, Safeway, whatever the heck it is and where you live. I don't know. But if you're sitting in Chicago, or if you're in Brooklyn, don't go to Costco. Go up and see your buddy at the bodega up the street and see if he's got some stuff, or if he can order you through his wholesalers, and you pay him a little extra bucks, throw him $100, and you can get you maybe everything you want. You're up in Washington Heights on West 175th Street, where the guys play dominoes on the tables out there, the Hispanic guys, till 4 o'clock in the morning. And then they go up, shower, and shave, and go to work. You go down the road to your bodega, you talk to them, all right? But you better start getting supplies. Chunky soup, Progresso soup with the stuff already in it. I like meat, potatoes, and vegetables, and the water in the same deal, in the gravy. Beef stew in the big Dinty Moore can, you know, the old Dinty Moore. Roast beef, corned beef hash. Okay. If you've got white rice, or even if you don't, and you can't find white rice at Sam's or Costco, and you want to get the good deal, then go and buy boxes of Minute Rice or Uncle Ben's at the regular store. You're going to have to go to 2, 3, 4 places. I talked to somebody in the metro Cincinnati area today of Ohio. They had to go to 3 different stores to find toilet paper and to find canned goods and stuff they were looking for. Everybody's going and trying to get frozen food or to get load up the freezer. What happens when they cut off the lights? What happens when the power grid goes down? Do you have the Home Depot little $149 or $89 solar thing and a battery backup that can at least run your refrigerator? Do you have your inverter generator, your regular generator? Do you have it set up? Remember old Hawk back a year or so ago in the winter? He said, hey, he wasn't ready. Well, believe me, I've got the oil and everything ready to roll now. All right? You better go get some more gasoline for your lawnmower, you see, or your generator, and keep it and get some of the stuff that the Stabil or the whatever it is that you put in it to make it last well and to not get bad. Or just get it for right now and you'll use it and then use it in a lawnmower or something like that and replace it. But I'm telling you, if you can find this document, Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 2008, which George Bush put into effect. It tells you everything they're going to do to you. Tells you everything they're going to do to you. And there's a whole section on gun control by confiscation. As the American general population known to be the most heavily armed in the world, immediately upon the declaration of martial law and the execution by the military of counterinsurgency programs. You see, if you don't want to be confined to your house and you'd like to leave and be free to go, you're not going to be free to go. If you try to leave, they're going to shoot your back. They're going to tell you that they're going to use the process of rounding up all rifles, pistols, and so-called assault weaponry from the civilian population. Lists of gun collectors are obtained from firearms dealers. They went through all the firearms dealers illegally, mind you, and collected all that information back in the 90s, and they Xeroxed the entire files. Not supposed to have, but I remember when the ATF did all that. Lying piece of crap. And I'm going to tell you, when the people come, they say, do you need food and you don't have enough? And the old National Guardsman, or the perhaps the mercenary troops from the United Nations, says, in better English than what you probably speak, oh, well, sir, we have some wonderful, delectable cans of roast beef and Reuter's chicken chunks and tuna salad and vegetables and all kind of good things and Chef Boyardee out here for you. Now, the only requirement is you allow us to come in to search your house to remove any firearms from your home so that they're not a danger to us while we deliver you food lovingly. Remember the yellow submarine and the glove? Hello, glove. Remember that? The blue meanie says, oh, hello, glove. That's how they're going to talk to you. This is benign for right now, but this could turn in a heartbeat. And I think that President Trump was sort of moved into this, and I think that this was engineered. It's like five-dimensional Luciferian chessboard. Because what is it that we always talk about? What is it that they talked about years ago when old Albert Pike wrote to Giuseppe Mazzini? And he talked about what's coming up. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and the political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority revolutionaries will exterminate these destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, Pike says, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction. Anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, Pike says, will receive the true light. There you go, Masonic guys, the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. That's Albert Pike, who invented the 33rd degree. But finally out in the public view, this manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Well, let me tell you, Albert Pike, and all those who follow him, and all your 33rd degrees, isn't it interesting that the Merida hit the fan, you know, the oscillator got creamed, you know? What day was it? 3/11, March 11th. That's when the market went down, and all the stuff blew up, and all the things, right? All the different things, right? So consequently, that was 3 times 11 is 33 day, wasn't it? But now, under this new national security thing, they've got Google. Google, who works for the Red Chinese. And they got this Google website they're creating, and you're going to go online, and you're going to give your name, address, phone numbers, from maybe your Social Security, too, I don't know, your email, everything. And you're going to answer your little questions, and then they're going to tell you if you're sick and where to go for your drive-by test. They're going to send you either to a Walgreens or a CVS or a Walmart or a Target parking lot. And you're going to drive in. The guy's going to, in full hazmat astronaut suit, he's going to swab your throat and your nose and all the different stuff. They're going to put it in the little thing. But if you look like you're weird or something, or if you got a fever or what have you, they may shoot you with the fever gun. You got a fever, they might detain you at some point. Maybe not initially, but in the some point in the future, they may detain you in that parking lot, take your car, steal it, all the stuff in it, get all your money, put you on a deuce and a half, you know, under guard, take you to the special place in the Gulag Medico. Gulag Medico, yes. So I don't know what's going to happen. And I pray that all of this works out nicely and that we're done with this thing and we can go back to doing it. But I'm going to tell you what. That ain't what Lord Jesus is telling me in Matthew 24 or Luke 21. So I'm going to stick with Lord Jesus, what he has to say. And know that the devil's behind his time. And this is not from the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. This plague is not from the Lord. This is the time where the devil, where Lucifer has the option of his own freedom of choice, you see. And if he still wants to contend against God, you see, and to try to come down and to do a falsification of a Messiah role because he's jealous of the Lord Jesus, and create a massive chaos and a blood sacrifice so that he comes down with his little signs and wonders to deceive the very elect. And then, you know, when you're up there with Google, they can just take a nice picture of your eye. Put your eye up there, your old iris scan. Why don't you put your fingerprints up on the screen? Oh, well, here's these dots arranged. Why don't you do your right hand first? Oh, there's your left hand. And then that way we'll know who you are and nobody can get into your account. So then they'll know who you are. They'll know your social score. Oh, there's no social score in America? Oh, well, let me tell you something. They've already let the cat out of the bag out there in California, where it was Sacramento or some place. They keyed up people's things. They knew how many firearms they had, how many in the house. They had pictures of the house from up above. They had pictures from all of the cameras in the neighborhood and the Ring doorbells, you know, all that stuff, or whatever brand that you might have. So you'd better prepare, ladies and gentlemen. The first preparation is to repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and to ask him to come in your heart to be your Savior. And if you do that, and you're sincere, you're going to have everlasting life with Jesus in heaven. And he's going to start to wash you clean. His blood will wash you clean. If you've got a dirty window with all the grime and soot and black goop, he's going to start to wash that first pane clean. And you start to say, oh, my, the Lord's light is wonderful and he loves me. That's the idea. But he tells you, what did I say last night? He who shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're at a time here when this is going to be very serious. You need to prepare, and you got to get your lists. And what's the most important? Water, food, shelter, heat, light, firearms to protect yourself from those who want to take it all from you, or who want to steal your children or your goods, or they want to take your husband or your wife. Some of the husbands, maybe you can, you know, let them go down the line, but I'm just teasing because I know some people tell me that sometimes. But be that as it may, stand for the Lord Jesus against evil. Put on the full armor of God. Put on your body armor. Get your PASCAD helmet. Get your firearms and be ready to go. Your K-bar knife sharp. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. You don't need help when they come to the door. Make sure that you're prepared and can eat. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready, but Nick Chapua and General McCormick are spotting stuff on the optics right now. Probably something. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology. You know who the evil people are. Strike them in their hidey holes from space. And found their activities. Interdict their supply line. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil and provide you superabundance so that you might prep. And don't have it, pray to the Lord and put you with somebody who can help you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.